Coming next to the stage, this person is a new voice to your stories this year. They came, I think, first for our Tom Hanks show and told an incredible piece. Well, I don't want to say anything about the content of the piece because I'm sure that's something they'll get into up on stage. But they also host a great podcast called Sell Me a Pup, where they describe a fictional piece of popular culture as though it is real. It's kind of hard to explain, but it's really, really great. Please welcome Chels Harvey.
Yeah!
Okay, so every time I've done this show or told a story, am I doing the mic right?
Yes.
Great. I have talked about family trauma, mental health disorders. So today I decided I was going to talk about something a little lighter because it's that time of year. Wow, I can't see any of you. When you start to meet up with your family, tell big stories about, like, hey, remember that time when Austin flushed a baseball down the toilet? Or when your sister threw a piece of cheese on the roof and we never found it? You guys have those stories, I'm sure. So, equally important, I would like to tell the story of the first time that I fell in love. just wait. It was January, end of January. Athens, Georgia, town of REM, B-52s. It was starting to get a little icy in the town. There had been something called snowpocalypse for the first time, which was this experience where about a centimeter of snow fell upon the town. Look it up. It's called snowpocalypse. They did it on the news. I was working as a server at a hotel. I was really depressed. I was in college. These are all the perfect, like, opportunities for love to flourish, right? And one night, I was pretty, like, frustrated at the hotel, and I started thinking about my life and how depressed I was, and I was like, you know what is going to fix everything? I am going to get a dog. And so I got on Facebook, because the first thing you do when you make big life decisions is you crowdfund them, or you crowdsource them. So I got on Facebook, and I was like, oh, I'm so poor, but I really want a dog. Does anyone think this is a bad idea? I'm in college. And all of my friends, and my friends' moms, and my friends' aunts all commented. I mean, there were like 80 comments that were like, don't get a dog. Like, they're going to chew up everything. You're going to have to train them. You're in college. Like, you're in college. You sometimes tell us that you just eat ramen for like 4 days in a row. You're in college. Please don't get a dog. You're going to abuse them. So I was like, cool. Okay, sounds good. So I continued to be depressed for a couple more days, and then I went back into work. And it was like around January, so it was like all these graduation parties and people coming in with their families, celebrating their graduation from either like law school or college. But so this particular night, there were a lot of large groups, and they were all super rich, and they were all like wearing furs and like diamonds and stuff. And here I am, like, again, super poor, just kind of like, cool, 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 like, buy a $50 entree, I'll just be here, like, chilling, unable to pay for food. This one woman came in with a group of people, and the hotel was dog friendly. There's a little spoiler there. And there was a dog at this woman's feet. And so I walked over to the group and I was like, hey guys, the hotel is dog friendly. Unfortunately, a restaurant is not dog friendly. So you're gonna have to take that dog back to your room. And the woman looked at me, looked at the dog at her feet, looked back at me, and said, that thing, that's not a dog, that's a rat, and it's not mine. And I was like, ooh, okay, cool. So I scooped up the dog, went around to the rest of the hotel, and was like, hey, is this your dog? Is this your dog? Is this your dog? Everybody was like, no, absolutely not, that's a rat. Which, I don't know, it was kind of weird. It's a chihuahua, just so you know, like, some picture, a chihuahua terrier. Real sweet, like, let me hold her, like, real chill. So I took her into I took her into the back because I was like, well, I'll just have her in the bathroom while I'm, like, the private staff bathroom, not, like, the hotel bathroom. That would be crazy. While I'm finishing my shift. And so I finished my shift up. I've asked pretty much everyone if they're missing a dog, and I decided that I'm going to have to take the dog home to figure out what I'm going to do tomorrow, whether I'm going to take the dog to get checked for a chip at the vet or to get adopted somewhere else. But it was weird because when I went to go get the dog, in my little Facebook status, my post, I was like, if I get a dog, I really want to name it Doodle. Like, I'm not really sure why. It was just like a weird nickname that my friends had come up with, some like really stupid inside joke from college. And I was like, I want to name the dog after me because men do that for their children all the time. So I want to do that now. So I took the dog home and started calling her Doodle. And she slept in my bed. Very stupid decision. Don't ever let a dog you don't know sleep in your bed. They might have like a disorder or fleas, which she didn't have. So a couple days go by. I took her to the vet. She didn't have a microchip. I decide that I'm going to get her like a name tag and a collar just in case. I mean, I don't want to lose her. What if I lose her? And then it's my fault. And she's off somewhere with some other irresponsible college student who also can't afford a dog. So I, you know, put a name tag on her and a collar, and I bought food, and I bought a bed, and I bought a little dish for her to put her food in, but I didn't have to buy a water bowl because she's so small that I bought a little teacup and put water in it. And at this point, all of my friends were like, hey, you have a dog. Like, I don't know if you're aware, but, like, this is your dog now. And so it's funny because I wanted a dog so badly, and then everyone told me it was a horrible idea, and then this dog walked into my life, and it was on like a sort of icy night, really like calm and quiet and kind of like post-Christmassy, but like this perfect romantic night, and I met this little dog who lives with me now. Her name is Doodle, and I've had her for almost 4 years. She's like my ride or die. She threw up on my mom once, which seriously, she's like the best thing in my life. I don't talk to my mom anymore, but I do talk to my dog. Pets are great. Adoption is wonderful. If you can rescue a dog, it's the most amazing experience that you'll ever have. You have like it's almost like a child connection, actually, I guess children puke on your mom too. So I was just going to say that it's the perfect time of year to consider an animal. Paws is a great place to go. The Anti-Cruelty Society is a great place to go. Animals are wonderful, and thank you guys so much for having me. I hope you guys have a wonderful night.
Chels Harvey, everybody. Let's give it up for Chels, for pets, dogs especially, and for jumpsuits. Fuck yeah. Fucking great. Yeah, my dog was also a found dog, and she is, I don't talk to my dad, but I do talk to my dog, so I feel that really hard.